Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Melanim Mesechus Ve'edah from the Gimel Amin Aleph. The Mishnah said, "Ein Seim Chenesek Dei Be'Bekas V'Chein Bedelas." The Gemara explains it means V'Chein Adelas. You can't use a log to support a pot or to support a door or to hold open a door. And the Gemara brings the rise to the reason is Fishloininu Eitzim El Lahasaka, because Eitzim are only meant for firewood. You can't use it for anything else. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Now, it's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Is this machlokes have to do with muksa? We had over the whole Masechta, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds the muksa. Rabbi Yehuda says if something's not mukhan, you can't use it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shimon's less than muksa. Even if something's not mukhan, you could still use it. Rabbi Shimon agrees to certain cases where you maksedaita, where you dachi, where you dayin, v'chuli. Is this also the same machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda legabe muksa? Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says, Rav Shimon Matir de Leslei Muksa. Later in the sugya, the Gemara has a machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes about the Chizra. What was the case? You had a piece of wood, which at a pointed end, you want to use it as a spit. So it's a machlokes if you could or cannot. Do you say a svarim, that he didn't wait to the middle last sukkah? Or do you say a svarim, mali litzlis boy, mali litzlis chalp? This is also called using it for firewood. What's the difference burning it and roasting with it? Or what's the difference burning, using it itself as a spit for firewood? Now the Gemara is a shaila. Are they talking about yeveshta? They're talking about if it's dried out, or maybe dried out. Everyone agrees you could. It's just ratifta, which is not really meant for firewood. It can only be chazi lehesek gadol. And the Gemara says hilchasa, ratifta is asa, yeveshta is mutter. And Rashi is bothered because Rashi holds that we pass it like a shimon legabe muksa. So why is the Gemara saying a hilchasa with the assumption of l'nidnu eitzim el l'masaka? That's like the man d'yamin that's islay muksa. But we paskin leslay muksa. That's Rashi's problem. So Rashi says that hilchasa means according to the man d'yamin that holds a muksa. And we hold like Reb Shimon that doesn't hold a muksa. And memela, according to us, everything is mutter. Now Taisus and other Rishonim, like the Rosh and the Taisus Rid, they're bothered with Rashi. How could the Gemara say Hilchasa if we don't paskin that way? But they answer, the Taisus and the Rosh and the Taisus Rid, that the Gemara's maskana was Hilchasa Yeveshta Shari. In the end, the dried wood is mutter. And that would be true, of course, even according to Reb Shimon. And Retivta Asur, they said, it's not a Shaila, it's not a question how we paskin, it's not a steer to our psak, because Retivta was saying it's not considered even Chazi La'asaka. Rabbi Shimon's maskim that wood, which you can't use for firewood, is of course muksa. Regular wood, even if Shimon's maskim is not a keli, so it's muksa. Only if it's roy for firewood do we say that Rabbi Shimon is matir. But Yilchara, you see then, from Taisus and from the Rosh and from the Taisus Rid, that they also hold that of the problem, that if we're going with the din of Leninu Eitzim al Asaka, that would only be according to Behuda that's islay muksa. And we paskin like Reb Shimon that's less than muksa, so maybe we have a problem. What's the hilchasa of the Gemara? Now the answer, the hilchasa is going back only on Retiv to that's aser, and Reb Shimon's maskim to that because it's not considered chazi lahesek. So this is what Kama Rishonim hold, like we said, Rashi, and now we have the Taisus, the Rosh, the Taisus Rid. The Arzurua says it's also that it's telling the machlokes Rabbi Huda and Reb Shimon legabe muksa, and the Taisus Rid also says like Rashi, and like Taisus, and like the Rosh, that we who pass in like Rabbi Shimon, we don't pass in Leninu Eitzim El Asaka. Now the Baal Amar and the Ramban go the other way. The Baal Amar and the Ramban also hold that it's totally in the Machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That this din of Leninu Eitzim El Asaka is a din because you max the daita from any other tashmish, you only want to use it from Asaka, and that would only be according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Baal Amar says, so we have a riot to the Psak of the Rif and the Ramban. It's a machlokes Rishonim. The Rif and the Rambam paskin, like Rav Nachman says in that Beis Din days, that on Shabbos we pass like Rav Shimon of Leslei Muksa, on Yom Tov we pass like Rav Yehuda Leslei Muksa. So this Gemara is beforeish that way. This Gemara is the big raya because the Gemara seems clearly to paskin like the Yisayv Lanin who eats the Mel Lasaka. They held it's a deichik to say Rashi's pshat that the Hilchas is only going like the Man the Amar of Leslei Muksa. The Gemara says Hilchasa. And I guess Taisav Shad also shver to them, because the Gemara is not mashma. The reason why Retivt is Asr is because, even if Shimon's masking, because it's not Chazir. The Gemara is mashma because It's going with the klav leinu etzem el la'asako. So Mele the Baal Amor, and the Ramban enthusiastically agrees with him, says this Gemara is a riot to the Rif and the Rambam, that we pass it like a Yehuda when it comes to Yantiv as well. So this is what Rav Yishayim hold, that is telling in the Machlokes Yehuda and Shimon. The Rav in the Nasagas of the Baal Amor says no. The Rav is masing on the Baal Amor, what, do you think this is a riot to the Rif and the Rambam, that we pass it like a Yehuda by Yantiv? No. This has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon by Moksa, even though we have Rabbi Shimon being Matir, has nothing to do with that Machlokes. The reason why Leninu Eitzel Ma'asak is because it's not a Keli. It's not a Keli, even if Shimon's Maskim. That has nothing to do with Aksah Sadas. There's another Tekanis Chachamim, that anything which is not a Keli, you can't move. Even if you're not Maksadaita, even if you often use things that aren't Kalim for something, but if it's not a Keli, you can't move it. So why is it Mutafa Asaka? So it's not clear in the Ravid. The Rajba says a Mayudikazach. The Rajba says it's not a Keli. And Chazal made a special heter, because Lamaisi you do need firewood, and firewood you never use a Keli. Chazal made a special dispensation that you allow the Sarach Echol Nefesh, and mainly you could use wood, but only for firewood, because the Etzim wood is not a Keli. If it's not a Keli, it's Asir. So Mil is a special method to use it for firewood. So the Rashba's mavur that the etzim, if you have this svara that it's not a keli, even if Shimon's maskim, there's no svara to be matter asaka be etzim. The svara is only because it's a special heter from Chazal. I was thinking, lule divi the Rashba, maybe you could say that even this issa that you have, that the pshat is it has to be a keli, and if it's not a keli, you can't use it. But something which is miyuchid for use, you're zicha planning on using it, you set it aside for use, it just happens not to be a keli, so for the use that you miyachad it for, you'll let him move it even if it's not a keli. The Eish La'ayim is that, the Rashba says not the way. The Rashba is saying that it was a special heter. Now the Ran, Shtelzach on the Shailam, coming from the Chedush Ra'av, and the Ran, Shtelzach on the Shailam, the Ran doesn't say clearly whether it's going like a Shimon or not, but the Ran, Shtelzach on the Shailam, normally you say that when something is a keli, when something is not muksik, use it for anything. This lechar is a new thing. In the Rishayim that hold that it's tali in the machlekes of Yudim Shimon, this lechar is an ayazach. Right? The Gemara clearly on this page says masikin bekelim. You let it use kelim for firewood. Now kelim are very much not miyuchid for firewood. You don't want to use them for firewood, generally speaking. But since they're kelim and they're not muksik, use it for whatever you want. Where do we find something that it's miyuchid for use, but muksa tells you, you're restricted to the use that it's miyuchid for. Usually something that's miyuchid, you can do whatever you want with it. So the Ran says it's because it's not a keli. If it would be a keli, then you could do whatever you want with it. But since it's not a keli, then there's a halacha that you can only use it for what it's miyuchid for. Now the Ran's not so clear that that's a machlekes which is telling Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. That's a, maybe you could say a svarim, then any time you're dealing with the fact that it's not a keli, so Rav Shimon also agrees that things have to be a keli. But I saw in the Ra'ah, which seems to be the makar for the Ran, that Imamish says this svara, it's not a keli, and therefore you have a problem that you can't use it for something it wasn't muchan, but that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, you could, Rav Shimon's l'tamei, the Ra'ah happens to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that's how we pass him. But he says that according to Reb Shimon, it's mat because it's less than muksa. I mean, the Baal Amor also. The Baal Amor is saying this is a raya to the Rif. The Baal Amor brings this gemara as a raya to the Rif, and he says clearly nidu eitzim al asaka is because of Rabbi Huda's muksa. But he also says kaven the less than tyrus keli. You have to say it's a sor in hilchus muksa. If something has a keli, then even though it's only muchan for what the keli is for, it's not meant for asaka. But once it has a Torah's Keli, it has a Shchalei Shem Muchan. You can use it for anything. Now, saying if it doesn't have a Torah's Keli, then it depends. Legabe Asaka, it's Muchan. Legabe anything else, it's not Muchan. Tzarechian had to understand this well. The Ramban on Lechamis seems to be saying, even if it is a Keli, you can't use it for things that it's not Muchan for. But it's very, like the Ran brings, Masikim Bekelim. He brings a few cases, but all those cases that he brings are things that are Kelim, but they're meant for something which you can't use it on Shabbos, like a Shofar he brings. A Shofar is a Keli, yes, It's memfit ki, which you can't do on Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, it's not muksa. He used it for other things. According to Reb Yehuda, it's muksa. But suddenly it's miyuchah for something which is mutter to use on Yom Tov. If it's a kli, l'chayr, it's mutter, like the Rambam brings around from Masik and Mekalim, Tzarechin, what the Ramban is saying. But Al Kopanim, what do we see from here? The Ravid and the Rajb is saying it's not a keli sustam, it's asr. Navas is a special hetter for asaka. But it has nothing to do with the machlegis of Hudim Shimon Muks, it's nothing to do with Maksadaita. It's not a keli, so it's asr even according to Rabbi Shimon. All the other Rishenim, Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh, the Taisus, Riddar, Zeruah, the Balamar, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, they all say Kalaris Talim machlegis of Hudim Shimon. But some of them, like the Balamar and the Ra'ah and the Ran, mention this fact because it's not a keli. Because anything that's a keli, they taina, you can't be maksadaita from one thing. If it's mucham for one thing, then you're allowed to use it for anything. But if it's not a keli, then if it's only mucham for one thing and maksadaita from other things, it will be totally in the machlekes of Yehuda Neb Shimon. There's one other sheet in the Rishonim Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rush brings down, which a lot of Rishonim also mention this problem. The Mishnah, Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Dalid, asks a kasha on this Mishnah. The Gemara brings our Mishnah, in Sayyim Chesedev of the Kass, you can't use a log to support a pat. And the Gemara says, you see from this Mishnah that even something which is malachta leheter, it's aser, bein letzarech gufa and bein letzarech mekaymai. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is going on this din. The Gemara said that a klisha malachta leiser is mutta letzarech gufa and mekaymai and aser mechama letzel, and a klisha malachta leheter is mutta letzarech gufa, letzarech mekaymai and mechama letzel. And then the Gemara brings this Mishnah, and the Gemara asks, you see, a dover shem lachta leheter is also bein l'tzarech guf v'bein l'tzarech mekayma. Very interesting Gemara. So the Gemara says, you know why it's also? Because on Shabbos it's also. On Shabbos it's lachta le'iser. You can't use it for firewood. Gzeir yantav atu Shabbos. So the Gemara goes into the shaila. We guys are yantav atu Shabbos. Rav Yosef says it goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Papa says it goes like Beis Shammai. Against the Gemara. So, that Gemara says that the reason for this Mishnah you can't use it to support the Bekas or to support the Dalas is in Gzeira Yantav Atur Shabbos. And in the end, Rav Papa says it goes like Beishami. It would sound like we're no Paskin that way. And our Gemara says a different time. Zaytub Ein Tam, that's what it means, Leinit Nuaytsim El Asaka. You know what it means, Leinit Nuaytsim El Asaka? Why not? Because of Gzeira Yantav Atur Shabbos. So he's bothered. But Kumtais, according to Rav Papa over there, so the one who holds it's us is Beishamai. We shouldn't pass him like Beishamai. So what's the Pshat and Gemara that goes into the Retifta and the Yaveshta? The Gemara goes into Chish, it sounds like we pass him this way. But the Gemara in Shabbos says it only goes like Beishamai. So what's Pshat? So he says like this. He says originally, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes that argue about it, they could hold like Rav Yosef over there, that says it goes like Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't say it goes like Beishamai. So they could talk a paskin like the Mishnah that it's us or Gzeir Yantav Atur Shabbos. But the Gemara's Maskana says only Retivt is us. And don't forget Retivt is us because it's not Chazir La'asaka. If it's not Chazir La'asaka, then it makes sense it's us on Yantav. He goes with Taisin's Teretz. And Yevesh is Taka Mutter. And that could stem with Rav Papa that this Mishnah will go like Beishamai. Beishamai is the one that holds that you guys Yantav Atur Shabbos. They still holds you not. That's Rabbeinu Tam's shita in the sugya. So Kuntes, he ends up that the reason for Leninu Eitzim al-Asak is because of Exerion Tevatu Shabbos, but the maskana of the Gemara in Shabbos is that that only goes like Beishamai, and therefore we don't paskin that way. But the Rishonim say that no, it's that Leninu Eitzim al-Asak doesn't mean that. It either means like the Ravid says because it's not a keli, or like the other Rishonim say that it's muksa, together with the fact that it's not a keli. And that Gemara that said that it's also because Gzeir Yantav Atur Shabbos is Sugyas Chalukas B'Talmud. Sometimes you find one Sugya in Shas says one pshat, another Sugya says another pshat, and who do we pass him like? Sugya Mimkay Ma'adifa, since this Gemara is in the place of the Mishnah, we pass him like the Sugya Mimkay Ma. Now, this is Negei to Psach Halacha. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavkuf Beis of Beis brings this Mishnah of Psach Halacha. Ain't times there of Leis Adelis of Bekas. So El Shabbos asks the following question. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, he paskins in Tav Tzadik Hei, like the Rambam and the Rif, that Muksa is Osir on Yom Tov. that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Bayantif. So Mela, the Mechaber goes good l'shitase, because since he passes like the Rif in the Rambam, and passes like Rabbi Yehuda Bayantif, so Mela fits the psak of Ein Sam Chzerev Bekas. But the Ramah should have said that since the Ramah passes like Rabbi Shimon, like the Rishayim, the passes like Rabbi Shimon, the Yantif or so. So Mela, the Ramah should have said that that we hold its mutter. Mechaber holds its asa because of Islay Muksa. We hold the last name Muksa, so we hold its mutter. That's what the Ramah should have said. Elamai, the Ramah is thinking about the Rabbeinu Tam that the Rosh brought, but even that, the maskana of the Rosh was that Yeveshta is mutter, because only Beis Shammai asks, only Retivt is asr. Why didn't the Ramah say, why was the masik on the Mechaber that we should pass him that it's mutter? So the Magen Avraham, very interestingly, says, I don't understand the Eilat Shabbos. This is dealing with something which is not a keli. You learn the sugi and shin ches by Shabbos, anything that's not a keli, even Reb Shimon holds his aser. That's why the Ramah wasn't masik. But the Maim HaMoyinchai and the Beis Meir were both part of the Magen Avraham. You look at the Rishayim here, and we mentioned a lot of Rishayim. They say, this is not a b'chagis with Reb Shimon. This is different than something which is not a keli. Since it's miyuchet for asaka, it doesn't have the concern that it's not a keli. The fact that it's not a keli would mean that it's muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't say it's a keli, and since it's muchan, merely can do anything we want with it. Since it's not a keli, it's only muchan for what it's muchan for. But it's only the machlokes of Reb Shimon. So the other Shabbos is saying good. There are mashuda than masik. So the Ari Shainin that hold like the Magen Avraham, we mentioned them, the Ravid and the Rajma, they hold this Bechol Natalyad Mamish like the Magen Avraham. They say if it's not a keli, even Reb Shimon's maida. I says here, Reb Shimon's matter. That's a different shita. But the ma'is that we paskin is not a keli. It's not do the machlekes of muksa of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. But Ravi Shain and Naman, like the Ma'am Ma'achai and the Beis Meir, so it's a bissel shver. The Mishnah Berurah brings us down, and his maskan is b'shas hadchak, he could be same with on the matiri. Now let's go a little light in the sugya. The Gemara says, Darash Rava, Ishalei tikanes ledira eitzel mitel men ud. A woman is not allowed to go into the storage house of the wood to get an ud. Ud is like a poker, which he's going to use to poke the flame. And Rashi says, again, because it's wood, it's only for firewood. If she made it into a kli, then it'll be muchan to be a poker, to be an ud, but otherwise, l'ninu eitzim el la'asaka. So Taisa says, it's a deichik to say that the Gemara is saying, the leke hilchasa, because we paskin like Reb Shimon. And they didn't waste the masak, it's only like Reb Yehuda. Like we said, that's what Taisa Shita is. So Mela Taisa says, even if Shimon's made it. Why? Because the reason why she can't take it is because we're gzeirin, maybe she'll make a kli. Or maybe Hagufa taking a piece of wood, that's considered like making a kli. It's not an isser of muks, it's an isser of tikkunei mana. So the Marsha is very bothered with Taisa. He changed the gears in Taisa with Alpida Taisa Yishanim. Because he says, what's Taisa saying? The Gemara says, Mefurish Rava is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says like this, Darish Rava, Ishalei tikanes ladira eitz and litam en ud, first halacha. Second halacha is, ud shenishmer asal asika biyantif. If you have a poker which you were miyachet to be a poker, and then it broke, so you can't use it as firewood. Why? Fishem asikim bekelem ve'em asikim b'shivrei kelem. Because you can only use wood for firewood, you can't use shivrei kelem. And that the Gemara says, the name of the Rav of Kribi, this is really late. Well, you think Rav holds a Kribi Huda? And the Gemara asks a kasha from a certain taste of Rav, which we'll get to in a second. And the Gemara says, no, that case was different. That case even Rav Yehuda's Maida. See, clearly Rav holds a Kribi Huda. He says a whole, because of that, he changes the whole tesis. He says the tesis, the way we have it is a shibush. It's really like the tesis Shanim at the Gemara. Before he was talking about shouldn't go like Hilchasa. Rabbi Kivegin, the Gilyan Hashas is Ayim Hashah, the Ayin Chuvus Marash Dam Chelik Alam Simin Yadalad. What's in the Chuvus Marash Dam Chelik Alam Simin Yadalad? So he says like this. He says, in how we paskin on Yom Tov is a machlokes Yishayim, like we said. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Nachman, that we go with Rav Shimon on Shabbos, Rav Yehuda on Yom Tov. But the other Yishayim that say we go with Rabbi Shimon on Yom Tov as well, they make a chilti muksano. There is a sheet that's brought in the rush at the end of Bay, brings all the sheetas. The sheet of the Bahagin Rebbeinu Tam, and this could be the sheet of Taisus, that by muksa we pass him like Rav Shimon, but by neilud we pass him like Rav Yehuda. So, Mele, that's why Tosis holds this Gemara as Kehilchasa, because the Masikim, the Kalim, they Masikim, Meshiv, Kalim, is already Noilat. And the same thing with the Shunyur, like we'll explain later, it's also Inyan of Noilat. Now, the Mashah mentions this, but he shailed it, because he says that this case of the Shunyur is a case of Muksa. Right? You're taking food that's right for people, using it for animals, that's an issue of Muksa, not Noilat. But you could learn that that way. You could learn it's an issue of Nela, but found like Tesis that says it became Saruach, like we're going to mention. It became ruined, and now it's not Raya for people. So that's the Nela. Before it was Raya for people, and now it became ruined, it's Raya for animals. Then the Emma says, the Rosh there, at the end of the Masechta, Perikei Simi Yadal, he brings the Bahag that says this Gemara is the Makar that we pass in like Rabbi Shimon by Muksa and Huda by Nela. That is the Makar. He says, since the Gemara here, Rava says that the Uch and Ishmar you can't use because Masikim became Masikim Shivikalim, Vice, thanks, we pass on Gibhud the Manolid. It's clear that that's of Shannon Tosis. That the case of going to the Deir Shal Eitzim to get some wood to use as a Ud, that's not Nailid. That's the Nidu Eitzim Asak, and that's Muksa. That we Paskin is Mutter. That's why he said it's a Deichet to say of Shannon Ravli. He made a noob shot to Kunei Mana. But the Uch and Nishmei and Masikim, that's Masikim and Kalim and Masikim and Shivei Kalim, that we talk about it like a Behuda. That's the case of Nailed. It's Mamish Mufurish in the Rosh. That is what the Bahag held. That this Gemara is the Raya that by Nailed we paskin like a Behuda. That's the Chayyar what Taisus means. Now, in the Gemara is Kasha, that how could you say Behuda also, Rebbe also could Behuda? He told the Shmaya to roast for him about Avzah Adak. Veshadim Eilu Shunya and throw the insides, the intestines, to the cat. So that's a Raya he doesn't hold of Muksa, or he doesn't hold of Nailud. Rashi learns this at Din of Nailud. Rashi says, because Me'esmo is Mucham La'adam V'loy L'Klavim. But now, it's Mucham L'Klavim. Why? Because, he doesn't say it clearly here, he says it in Masech L'Shamas when it brings the same thing, because it's not the Derech to eat of Neim Ayim on Yomtif. See, that's the problem. If the name Ayim is Roy for people to eat, so then you'll have to give it to the behemoths, right? Just like we said, anything which is a Kli, you could use a Masikim Mekalim. Anything which is an Eichel, you can give to the behemoths. It's only if it becomes not Roy Lodim, then it becomes Nailut. So the Chari Pshani Rashi is, this is what the Rashba says, because before it's Shechted, we look at it as one thing that's Roy for the Adam. This Kachka, this God Duck, is Royal Adam. When you shecht an Anyantif, and now you're butchering it, and now you have the name Ayim, the name Ayim become Ice Royal Adam, because people don't eat the name Ayim Anyantif. So that's Nailit. That's the Chayr of the Pshat. So the Rishayim has two kashas of Rashi. One kasha, like Taisus asks, even if a person usually doesn't eat an Anyantif, but if it's Roy for a person to eat, so then it's not Nailit. Then it's Royal Adam. It's only something which is not Roy for a person to eat as Nailat. But if it's Roy to eat, so then you can give it to the club. And he brings the Gemara that raw meat is not considered Muksa because it's Chazalom, so a person could eat it raw, even though it's not the Derech. But it's Roy Lekach. That's one Kasha. The other Kasha they ask is, so what's the Gemara's Teretz? Since it will be Masriach if you leave it overnight, so you're planning on giving it a cat from beforehand. But even if you're planning on it, this Inyan of Nailat, the Gemara says that walnuts, you're allowed to use some firewood, like we're saying, because they're an Eichel, you can use it for whatever you want. But when you crack the walnut on Yom Tov, and now you have the shells, you can't use the shells as firewood. Why? Because now it became Nailat. Now it's no longer a food. Originally it was a food, and now it's no longer a food, it's Nailat. And the same thing with dates and the pits. So even if you knew it was going to happen, you knew that you're going to have walnut shells, you knew you're going to have the pits of the dates, it's still called Nailud. Because Benesh Mashis, it was an Eichel, and now it's only Royal Behema, it's only Royal Asaka. It's not an Eichel anymore. So even if you knew about it, it doesn't help the Das, according to Rabbi Huda. That's the Kasha to Rishayin the Mask and Rashi. So what's Taisus Pshat? He doesn't explain the whole Pshat here. He explains it's part of it in Shabbos Daf Chav Tes, and the Rashi brings it. We're talking about it was already shechted. First of all, Mishrachi means it's already ruined. So the issue of Nailud was that the food got ruined, the Me'ayim got ruined, and then you're going to give it to a cat, it's not Roy for a person. Originally, it was Roy for a person to eat, and now it got ruined. So now it's not Roy anymore. So that's why it's not Chazir La'adam. Then the Shaila is, so even if you knew it was going to get ruined, but why isn't it still diluted? Why is it different than the Klipi HaGeizim and the pits of the Tamara, where you knew it's going to get, you knew it was going to become ice food, but still it's Aser. So Taisus there explains, and the Rashi brings down, because when you shecht the duck on Erev Yom Tov, it's not like the Klipis HaGeizim or the Tamarim of the, where it was one big Eichel because the Eichel needed it. The Geizim needed the Klipa. The Tamarim needed the Garin. It's one big Eichel. Mashenkin here by the name Me'ayin, it's separate Eichelim. They happen to be together, but separate Eichelim. The rest of the duck doesn't need the B'nai Me'ayin B'chlal. So Memela, that's why the Gemara thought it was Nailan because it got ruined. And before it was Royal Adam, and now it's no longer Royal Adam. The Gemara said, no, you knew it was going to get ruined. It never was considered Royal Adam. And you don't consider it a part of the Ba'avza, because you shafted it already. And once you shafted it, and they don't need each other anymore, either Rabbi, you'd rather not have the B'nai Me'ayim with it. So it's considered a separate thing, and the Das was to give it to the Behema from Erev Yom Tov, and that's why it was never called Eichel Adam. It was originally Eichel Behema, and that's why it's not an island.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.